Reprehensible, uncaring and cruel. That's how the New South Wales Health Minister is describing the Queensland Premier today in an escalating clash between the two states over Queensland's hard border closures. Brad Hazzard says he has evidence Anastasia Palaszczuk is keeping the border closed because she is shortly to face the voters, but he refused to share that evidence. And he spoke as his Premier said her community needed to be shocked out of complacency amid growing locally acquired COVID-19 case numbers. Rachel Mealy reports.
State of origin battles aren't usually fought over public health, but the New South Wales Health Minister fired this opening shot.
Premier Palaszczuk, I think, has a clear agenda, which is the date she keeps mentioning is the date straight after the election. Why would it be a date straight after the election? Well, there is only one reason, because she's focused entirely on the political outcomes. She believes it's a political advantage to her.
Queensland's Health Minister Stephen Miles soon hit back.
Queensland will not be lectured to by New South Wales. Like, this is the state that gave us the Ruby Princess, the state that had those aged care outbreaks. We have avoided those situations here in Queensland precisely because we have aimed to suppress every outbreak of community transmission. That's what we've done, and we've done successfully. And as I say, I was pretty disappointed to hear the Premier of New South Wales say that she doesn't even aspire to do that.
The New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, wasn't happy.
I find that comment really offensive, to be honest. Our aim has always been to have zero community transmission. That's why all of us have been battling for months and months to get to that aspiration. Zero community transmission is, of course, our aspiration. But the other question is it realistic for 28 days in a state the size of New South Wales when we have an open economy? And I would say that is a very high benchmark.
Queensland's Health Minister Stephen Miles says the Queensland government simply can't play politics over the border decision because the Public Health Act puts the power in the hands of the Chief Health Officer.
The Public Health Act in New South Wales provides most of the powers that our Chief Health Officer has to the Health Minister. So in New South Wales, these decisions literally are political. They are literally made by a politician. Whereas here in Queensland, we have a system that puts our Chief Health Officer in charge of those decisions. I think that's a much better system.
Away from politics, conversations are a bit more polite. Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, applauded New South Wales on its quest to track and trace each of its new cases.
So New South Wales has extremely good contact tracing capability, and they're using that at the moment. And so we just need to wait a bit longer before we decide whether or not there's been any need to change that planned opening to New South Wales at this point in time is planned for the 1st of November.
Dr. Young says it was decided earlier this year at the national level to give states 48 hours to trace the links of known cases before it's declared community transmission. She says the clock starts ticking when the first interview with a COVID-positive patient is held. But Gladys Berejiklian says she's never heard about that decision.
I still don't know where the Queensland government got that 48-hour deadline from. It was completely new to me. I've never heard it before, but again, I think it demonstrates that sometimes there's an attitude of wanting to stick to your decision, notwithstanding whatever else is happening, and I think that's the case.
Dr. Young says the rule about 28 days without community transmission was also decided at a national level, and she thinks it makes sense.
You declare an outbreak over, or you declare risk no longer being there after two incubation periods.
Professor Tanya Sorrell is the director of the Marie Bashir Institute at the University of Sydney. She says the 28-day rule may need to be revised in coming months.
I don't think you can really put a figure on it. I think it's a judgment to be made between opening up the economy, if you like, versus keeping the virus damped down as much as absolutely possible. But certainly in New South Wales at the moment, the public health authorities have been very successful at keeping it to a minimum. And provided we keep adhering as best we can to the public health policies, I believe that's the best option.
Professor Tanya Sorrell from the Marie Bashir Institute at the University of Sydney. Rachel Mealy reporting.